Here at the Alternative Car and Transportation Expo on podtech.net, I'm Matt Kelly for the next year, and I'm speaking with Walter King of FlexCar. Walter, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
A rather interesting concept here, paying for the hours that you only use a car. Talk about that.
Paying only for what you need and including the gas and the insurance for a price that would cost you, on average, $10 an hour. If you use it more than that, the price actually goes down.
That's unheard of. It's a whole new business model, really, isn't it?
It's a whole new business model. It's extremely high tech. You don't have to go to an office. You simply reserve the car online or over the phone, anywhere from 2 minutes to a year in advance of when you need it. And you only reserve the hours that you need it.
And what type of vehicles is FlexCar involving in this project?
Well, we were very interested in the idea of reducing congestion and helping the environmental footprint. So we have 30 to 40% of our fleet hybrids. And in addition to that, most of our vehicles are very efficient along the lines of our utility vehicles being that of the Scion XB or the Honda Element. They're still getting 30 miles a gallon and they hold lots of space. Very comfortable, easy to park, not going to get you stuck in congestion.
And FlexCar does this nationwide?
Yeah, we're in several regions nationwide and looking to double, if not quadruple, by this time next year. Currently, Seattle, which is our founding state back in 1999, is the first car sharing community in the United States. Then developed into Portland. We've also got offices in San Francisco, Los Angeles here locally, San Diego, new in Atlanta. Washington, D.C. is our corporate headquarters, and we have a subcontractor up in Chicago currently, but working closely with the right communities and the universities to make this go all over the place, make it a big network.
Here in Los Angeles, what are you talking about in terms of the numbers of shares, if you will, of these vehicles that you've seen, say, within the last year?
Number of shares is in number of members?
I don't want to say rentals, because
right,
I hate to use
different.
That
Thank
word,
you for recognizing
so I would
that.
Say shares.
Yeah.
I mean, how many
right.
shares of it have you
well,
done
got
in this past year?
1,200 active members. They're using the cars approximately 5 to 10 times a month on the more high end. On the lower end, they'll use it once or twice a month. So we're looking at about 10,000 shares a month, I would say.
Wow, that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then, in fact, I would think that the car rental companies would be a little bit concerned about this business model, particularly as it starts to catch on over the next, 12, 24, 36 months.
Yeah, well, yes and no. To be honest with you, I worked for a rental car company prior to this, and I didn't know what car sharing was until
right.
I was invited to work for the team.
Right. So I think it is definitely about getting the message out.
There's a lot of corporate arrogance
more,
out there, but at the same time, it's such a new idea that most rental car companies, from what I've seen, don't really fully understand the concept yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beyond just renting a car in that it's a completely different business model. Technology-wise and education-wise. If we were a car rental company first, it would be hard to get the message out because people would just think it's hourly car rental. Not the case. One of the big differences is that these cars are parked all over town. So if I put 20 cars down into UCLA Westwood like I have, you don't have to go 2 miles to the rental office and wait for someone to pick you up. You basically just go to the corner. Almost every block you're going to find a car. And you access the vehicle with what's called a smart card. It's cellular activated, it reaches a satellite that verifies your reservation online, so you can only access your vehicle during the time that you reserved it. And it's as easy as that. You walk up to the car, you put the smart card on the windshield, the door unlocks, you put the key in the ignition, and you're off.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
What needs to happen for more widespread adoption of this? Is it just publicity or?
PR is definitely important. Right now it's a lot of education. If I were to flash the FlexCar logo across the world, people would think, oh, it's that biodiesel, or oh, it's another rental car company. It really takes a lot of face-to-face and a lot of people who are interested in getting this going, people that are passionate and activists in congestion and this product. So for me, I need to find not just members, but the right members. I need to find people that are going to want to promote this product because they believe in what it does. And, give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, teach him to fish and he'll eat forever, right? So if I get the right people to educate others, one member could be 10 members for me if it's the right person.
Looking ahead, give me your final thoughts for the company.
Final thoughts for the company. revolutionizing the transportation across America, one neighborhood at a time. That's basically our mission. And it's just a whole new idea of connecting the dots between the buses, the trains, and getting people to not be so dependent on their own personal automobiles. If someone is living in a dense area and they're using their car 5-10 hours a month because they get around by other means the rest of the time, why would you want to spend at the low end $700 a month with the car payments, the insurance, the parking, when you can spend for the same amount of time $50 to $100 a month for a car that's right down the street and always has a parking spot when you need it?
That's great. Walter King of FlexCar, it's a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you.
I'm Matt Kelly for the Next Gear on podtech.net.